And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
BTV!
Mowings away!
Dive, dive, dive!
Ahoy, and welcome to BTV. I'm Connie Kendall, and today we're aboard a deep-sea submarine with Dr. Jacqueline Cousteau of the Oceanographic Institute.
Bonjour, Connie. Glad to have you along with us on our expedition.
And captaining the sub, the saltiest salt on the seven salty seas, Captain Melville Quid.
May the summer albatross roost its young upon the yardarms of a fateful morning.
Okay.
Dr. Cousteau, why don't you tell the young guppies at home about our heroic quest today?
Sure. 100,000 leagues below us is the Mariana Trench, the deepest point in a few silly sea. There are thousands of untold discoveries yet to be revealed in its depths.
And the captain would have to be a madman or a genius to navigate these treacherous waters.
Which are you?
Undecided. Mm.
Careful now. We're almost in position. Okay, we're done. Take us back to the surface, Quid. Quickly.
Huh?
I'm with Miss Kendall. Huh?
I got a picture of the trench from the sub's outboard camera. Now we're going back to the lab to investigate my findings.
But we're only 10 feet below the surface.
We?
I thought you said there was a deep sea of discoveries below us. Untold adventures to venture.
Yes, my father, legendary ocean explorer Jack Cousteau, used to take the sub deep below the surface. But, don't you think there's enough to discover in the first 10 feet of the ocean?
Yar, yar, but the mysteries of the ocean cry out. Recall the prayer of the salty sailor. Lord, I hear the call of the ocean, and I shall not let the call go to voicemail. Watch o'er me as I unfurl me sails and venture into the unknown, and bring me back to port safe again. In the name of the Father, and, the Son, and,
The Holy Spirit?
Right, amen.
Oh, wait, excuse me. Why does the prayer end like this, with the business about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit?
Well, when you pray, you're praying to God, and, he's God. But he's also Jesus, the Son of God. And the Father of the Son of God, who's God. And then there's the Holy Spirit in there somewhere.
But there is only one God.
Right you are. But I think it's got something to do with, what me daddy always called, what do you call it?
The Trinity?
Aye, that's it.
And what's that?
You know, Connie, the way you're clearing your throat like that makes me think this BTV episode is about the Trinity.
Yep.
Aha.
Very well, then what is the answer? How can there be one God, but also God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit?
Well, that's what we're going to dive into today. What is the Trinity? Is it in the Bible? And why does it matter? We're charting a course straight for the answers on today's edition of BTV right after this.
Weigh anchors, you little guppy!
Back to BTV.
And now it's time for Did You Know?
Did you know the word Trinity comes from the ancient Latin word trini, meaning threefold or three at a time?
No, but did you know that the first time the term was used was by Theophilus of Antioch in 170 AD?
Hey, Theophilus, this doctrine about God revealing himself in three persons, we should have a name for it. Let's call it Kevin.
Not saying that's a bad idea, Kevin, but I was thinking Trini would be a better word for it.
Trini? Cool word. Hey, what year is it?
170 AD.
Well, you know it now, and don't you forget it.
In God's dimension, so to speak, you find a being who is three persons while remaining one being, just as a cube is six squares while remaining one cube. Of course, we cannot fully conceive of a being like that, but we can get a faint notion of it. C.S. Lewis.
Is this doctrine of the Trinity actually in the Bible?
Good question. Is the Trinity in the Bible? Well, the simple answer is no.
Aha! There you go! Then let us have no more of this confusion, eh? God is God, and that's all I need.
Not so fast. I said it was the simple answer. But that doesn't mean the Trinity isn't in the Bible.
But you just said it weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what you mean by in the Bible. Some verses in the Bible are explicit, which means they clearly state something. For instance...
I wonder if I should steal these rare gems.
Exodus 20:15. Thou shalt not steal.
Oh, I guess I better not.
So, like, should I care for orphans and widows in their distress?
James 1:27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress.
Guess I'll go deliver these toys to foster homes.
Oh man, I forget. Did Manasseh beget Josias, or did Amon beget Ezekias?
Matthew 1:10. And Ezekias begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josias.
Well, that's a load off my mind.
So, those are examples of explicit verses. But are there any explicit verses about the Trinity?
There's no verse that says, I, God, am a Trinity. But there are many implicit verses in the Bible about God being three persons in one being.
Implicit?
Implicit. Like how at the grocery store there's an implicit rule that you shouldn't lick any apples you don't intend on buying.
Ew.
They look down on you for that.
Implicit means it's not directly stated. We have to do a little detective work to understand it, but it's there. And who better to help us out with some detective work than...
Marlo Doyle!
Private Eye?
Shiver me timbers, man! You've been in that sea chest the entire voyage?
Aye. Harlow Doyle is always on the case. Or in this case, I was in a case while on the case. But in any case, here I am, wherever that is.
Makes sense to me.
I've been looking into this implicit Trinity mystery, and I've got a couple of prime suspects. Now listen closely as I present the Doyle Report. Harlow Doyle, Private Eye, presents another mind-numbing installment of the Doyle Report. Ort. There I was, minding my own business, working on a very important case. Pun intended.
Great Alexander the Great! Why does the lock of this briefcase always get jammed just when I need a Pop-Tart TM?
When Trouble walks straight into my office.
Hello, my name is Gretchen Trouble. I need your help.
What seems to be the trouble, Miss Trouble?
It's my Bible. I heard that the Trinity was a biblical doctrine, but I can't find it anywhere in here.
Aha! A missing three persons in one? Harlow Doyle is on the case! To get to the bottom of this Trinity business, I traveled all the way back to first century Jerusalem. And believe you me, that is a difficult flight to book. The first suspect to interrogate was a man by the name of John. So, your name is John?
Yes.
And this is your book, John, the Book of John?
Yep.
Pretty unoriginal name, if you ask me. Now, spill the beans, John, if that's your name. Where can we find the Trinity in your book?
Well, it's in the beginning of my book. The first sentence says, in the beginning was the Word.
And who was the Word with?
The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
So this Word you speak of is...
The Word is Jesus, the Son of God.
So Jesus is with God, and he is God?
That's right. Before time began and for all eternity, the Son of God was both with God and is God.
Uh-huh, I see. Sorta. The next suspect I talked to was a tax collector turned apostle who went by the name of Matthew. Your name is Matthew?
I'm also called Levi.
A pseudonym, eh? Ooh, clever. So, why did you call your gospel the Book of Matthew and not the Book of Levi?
Well, marketing said Levi wouldn't sell as the name of a book. They said it could work for a pants company, though. Whatever pants are.
Right. Anyway, the word on the street is that you may have written about the Trinity.
I did. In chapter 3, verse 16, As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
Now hold on just a cotton-picking minute. You wrote that Jesus was in the water being baptized, a voice from heaven called Jesus his Son, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove? Sounds like three to me. Which one of those are you suggesting was actually God? Matthew?
All three are one God.
I was perplexed, bamboozled, discombobulated.
but is only to be more perbuzbulated by the last witness I interrogated. Oh, your name is 2 Corinthians?
No, my name is Paul. Ooh. The book I wrote is called 2 Corinthians.
Oh, likely excuse. Now, what did you say in chapter 13, verse 14?
I said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes. Each person of the Trinity has a distinct role.
I didn't see that twist coming. After wrapping up my investigation, I went back to Miss Trouble.
So, what did you find, Detective?
Well, Miss Trouble, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternally three distinct persons, but one God. A mystery to be certain. But it's no mystery that the Bible's talking about it.
Thanks, Mr. Doyle.
My pleasure. For the Doyle Report, this is Harlow Doyle saying, for the Doyle Report, this is Harlow Doyle. Private eye.
Thanks, Harlow. Those are just a few of the many verses that explain that God is three persons in one being.
And now to solve my next mystery. This submarine is faulty. I've deduced that because in randomly guessing the word origin, I suppose that sub means deep, and marine obviously means why isn't it going? Therefore, and hitherto, I ask the obvious question, why isn't the submarine going deeper, huh?
Fine! I admit it, okay?
Okay.
I'm nervous about going deeper because I don't know if this sub can hold up to the pressure of a very deep ocean. It's a very old sub.
Ooh, fair point. I withdraw the question.
Nonsense and blather! This rig's as solid as the Rock of Gibraltar. Your father and I took this bucket of bolts to the bottom of the sea many times. She can handle it. Anybody got any chewing gum?
Got an apple.
Can't we just cut to commercial?
Sorry, only I can do that.
PTV will be back right after this.
Hey, that's my job.
Ahoy there, and welcome back to BTV Trinity, where our topic is, wait for it, the Trinity.
Ooh. Guys, I'm the host here.
So, if the Bible says that God is three persons, eh? Mm-hmm. Then that would mean that there are three gods, no?
Absolutely. No. Oh, there are lots of verses that clearly say there's only one true God.
I'm still confused.
I'm still bamboozified.
Well, maybe it would help clarify if we look at what the Trinity is not.
Hello, my name is Storyteller, reading from one of my favorite books, Things That Are Definitely Not What the Trinity Is Like. Once upon a time, there were three gods.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hi, God number one.
Don't forget me, God number three.
Okay, guys, time to make mankind in our own image, which, of course, will be of me. No! I want man to look like me. I'm taller.
I have better hair.
No. It should be me because I'm more omnipotent than either of you.
And that is a completely wrong way to describe the Trinity. The Trinity is not three gods. What's that? You want another story? Very well, then. Once upon a time, there was one god who went around changing his identity.
I'm one all-supreme god, but sometimes I put on a mask and act like God the Father. Hey, Noah.
Yeah, God?
Build me an ark.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes I put on a different mask.
And I act like God the Son. This is my Jesus mask. Nice beard, huh? Hey, Thaddeus.
Yeah, Jesus?
Go into the village and bring me a donkey.
Oh, okay.
And I have one more mask.
My Holy Spirit mask. With my three masks, I can be one God with three identities.
That is also a complete pile of nonsense. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Trinity is not one God changing his identity. No masks. What's that? You want one more story? Once upon a time, there was one supreme, all-powerful God called God the Father.
I'm supreme and all-powerful.
And he had two lesser helpers. The Son.
That's me.
And the Holy Spirit.
That's me. Me and the Son are also gods, but less so than God the Father.
It's like you two are my little helpers.
That makes sense.
No, it doesn't. If God the Father is all-powerful, why does he need more gods to help him? The Trinity is not three different gods. It's not one God with three different identities. And it's not one God with two lesser gods as helpers. The end.
Okay, we know what the Trinity isn't, right? But what is the Trinity?
All right. Take the three wrong ideas and flip them around to say the opposite.
So then, the Trinity is not three gods. The Trinity is one God.
Ooh, ooh. The Trinity is not one God switching identities. The Trinity is three distinct persons.
The Trinity isn't one God with two lesser helpers. The Trinity is three persons who are equally God, eh?
That's a good start already.
But why? Why does it matter? Miss Connie, God loves me, and Jesus died for my sins, and I pray to become a Christian. Why do I need to complicate all that with this Trinity stuff, eh?
You hit the trigger fish on the head, miss. That's the question on me mind. That and, is this submarine ever going to go any deeper underwater?
All right! I admit it. I, Jacqueline Cusco, world-renowned ocean explorer, daughter of legendary ocean explorer Jacques Cusco, I'm afraid of the ocean!
Horrible gasp! Even my bamboozles are bamboozled!
I used to love the ocean, just like my father. But then, on my 11th birthday, my father was out at sea filming a documentary, so he sent me a letter. It's right here. But before I could read his letter, we heard on the news.
This just in. Legendary ocean explorer Jack Cusco, while deep beneath the sea filming a documentary, was eaten by a jaguar shark. Witnesses say his last words over the radio were, "Hey guys, bring the camera over here. I just found a jaguar shark!" He will be missed.
I've been terrified of the ocean since then. In memory of my dear father, I dedicated my life to studying the waters, as long as I was safe on the surface.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What did he say in the letter?
I've never read it.
But why?
I guess I'm afraid to do that too, eh?
I'm sorry for your loss, but I don't think old Jack would have wanted his daughter to fear the ocean he loved.
And that letter he wrote you? In a way, it reminds me of the topic of today's show.
Very good point. How's that again?
The Bible's like a letter to us from God. God has chosen to tell us about himself, including the Trinity in that letter. Shouldn't we want to read what someone who loves us so much has written to us?
And if I don't read it?
Well...
Leaping lizards, Rick! What you doing at the train station this time of night?
I'll tell you, kid. I'm gonna meet the love of my life, see? For the last year, I've been getting letters from my darling Clementine, see? We've never met in person because she lives overseas, see?
Yeah, I do see.
We're finally gonna meet tonight. She's getting in on that midnight train from Georgia.
Oh, well, looks like a train is here. 23 Skidoo, Rick.
Thanks for the shoeshine, kid.
Hey, a whole dime.
Clementine, is that really you? It's me, Rick.
Excuse me.
Clementine, we're finally meeting face to face.
Sir, you have the wrong person. My name is not Clementine.
Oh, so sorry. Hang on. How did Clementine say I would recognize her? I think she wrote in her letter she'd be wearing a yellow rose and a blue tuxedo. Ah, there she is. Clementine!
Clementine? What are you talking about?
Clementine, it's me, Rick.
I don't care who you are. I ain't no Clementine.
Whoops.
Clementine.
Maybe I misread Clementine's letter. Maybe she wrote she would not be wearing a rose, and she would have dyed her hair purple.
Rick!
Yes, miss? Can I help you?
Rick! It's me.
Me who?
Clementine.
You're Clementine?
Yes. Didn't you read my letter?
I said I'd be wearing a red carnation and a green coat.
I guess I missed that part. Sorry, sweet Clementine, but at least I got the part right about the midnight train.
Actually, my train got in at 2 p.m.
Oops. But from Georgia?
Maine.
Yikes. But does any of that matter? I love you, Clementine, and now we're together.
I love you too, Rick. But I wish you'd read my letters more closely. I've been telling you a lot of neat things about myself.
All that's in the past. Let me hold you at last, my sweet Clementine. You're so strong and metallic and... Sorry, but frankly, my dear, you don't smell that great.
You're hugging a trash can, Rick.
Huh? Whoops.
You're having quite a difficult time identifying me, the love of your life.
I guess I should have read your letters more closely.
I've carried his letter with me all these years. I suppose words on the page aren't any good unless they're read. My dear Jacqueline, happy birthday.
I'm sorry I cannot be there. This documentary may be my best one yet. Just between you and me, I think we may even spot the rare and elusive jaguar shark. How wonderful that would be for me. I'm almost certain they are not dangerous. Anyway, I can't wait for our next father-daughter ocean exploration. I hope your love for the ocean continues to grow. The ocean is great and mysterious, and certainly scary at times, but exploring the depths of the sea always reminds me about how deep the majesty and glory of God goes. I pray the same will be true for you as you grow up and continue to explore deep oceans
and the deep love of God. Your loving father, Jacques Cusco.
Oh, merci, Papa.
So, anybody else hear that guy's voice while she was reading that letter?
Quid?
Aye.
Take us down. Make our descent 10 degrees down the bubble.
We're actually diving.
Oui. The ocean is deep, but that's a great reason to explore it.
What kind of explorer would I be if I only explored the surface of the sea, eh?
You mean you're not afraid of the ocean anymore?
Oh, no, Connie. I am terrified. But I'm facing that fear head on.
Ooh.
Just like my father faced that jaguar shark head on.
Ooh.
And I'm ready to try and make sense of this Trinity business, too.
Great. Because there's another huge reason why God showed us that he's three persons in one.
Which is?
Do you know John 3:16?
But of course! For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Wait, I'm still kerfuffled. What does that have to do with the Trinity?
Well, the best way to understand the Trinity is to look at the life of Jesus.
Hmm.
God loves us, so the Father gave his only Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. And then Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit so that we can accept the free gift of grace and be with God forever. That's one God working in three persons to show us his amazing love.
Ooh, I think I may finally get it.
Really?
Yeah, I may finally get that red and white tricycle I've wanted since I was 22.
Well, it's okay if we don't understand everything about the Trinity now.
Good.
God is deep, deeper than the ocean. Exploring deeper shows our love for him and helps us grow closer to him.
That's a start. And now when I pray to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it ain't just words I'm saying. There's a whole heapin' helpin' of truth behind them, too.
And I'm glad that God wants me to know more about him, even if it requires going deeper.
And I don't have a third thing to add to this.
All hands ready to take this yellow submarine deep below ocean?
We all dive in a yellow submarine. Take her down. Dive, dive, dive.
I heard you the first time.
Thanks for tuning in. And I hope you'll dive deep into learning about God, too. That's all for this edition of BTV. See you next time.
Look at all the fish down here. They're so colorful.
Or there's a school of the rare purple-finned purplefish.
But they're orange.
Well, I didn't name them.
Hmm.
Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. BTV Trinity was written by Sam Sixeri and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Ashley Adler, Keith Ferguson, Phil Lawler, Adam MacArthur, and Jameson Price. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.